Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rabbi Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Pei Tes. The Mishnah Daf Pei Ches Amid Beis brought the halacha: if one is selling a davar lach or selling a davar yavesh, hayishoykele ayin ba'ayin, then the halacha is he has to give gerumen, and the Mishnah says the shiur of gerumen is echad le'asara ba'lach ve'echad le'esim ba'yavesh. And the Gemara is nistapik, yiboyilu hechi kama, what does the Mishnah mean? Does it mean echad me'asor balach le'asor balach, which is 1 out of 100 by davar lach, ve'echad me'esim b'yavish le'esim d'yavish, which is 1 out of 400 for a davar yavish? Aydilmo echad me'asor le'asor balach ule'esim d'yavish, that the shiur of a davar yavish is 1 out of 200 and not 1 out of 400. Being that the Gemara is nistapik, the Rambam paskins in Perekhes Milchis Gneva, that the halach is with the Meicher, Ameitzi Mechavei Olav Araya, and the Meicher can be Mekel and only give 1 out of 400, he doesn't have to give 1 out of 200. And this is the Psak of Rebbe Shainim, that way it's paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that being that there's a suffix in the Gemara leaves it by a teiku, the halach is Ameitzi Mechavei Olav Araya. The Me'iri in our sugya says, being that the Gemara is Mesupik and the Gemara leaves it by a teiku, the halach is the Meicher must be Machmer and he must give 1 out of 200. If a machlik is the Rambam and the Meiri, when one is a suffik in the mitzvah of me, this is the halacha, hametz mechavei olav arayu, do we say that the meicher has to be machmer? And l'chayu, the explanation of this machlik is al pi, this that the achreinim klara shayla, in the mitzvah of midas, do we say that the mitzvah of midas, the iser is this that he's being mechasa mamon chaveri, he's giving chaveri the wrong amount of money, being that the shkolim are shalaykedin, his maznayim are shalaykedin, his weights are shalaykedin, they're not accurate, it comes out he's being mechasa mamon chaveri, it's a gneva dika iser, similar to the lava of gneva, or is the mitzvah of midas a iser ba'almo? Do we say it's tam an iser ba'almo? There's an iser to have scales that are shalaykedin, to weigh, to mishkolis, to have weights that are shalaykedin. There's an iser to do a weighing which is not accurate, which comes up being mechasa mamon chaveri, but it's not the mamonistic aspect of being mechasa mamon chaveri that's the iser. The iser is an iser ba'almo, being shaykel shalayka halacha, being shaykel the wrong amounts. The Rambam is mashmir, the Rambam understood that the midas is a mamonistic halacha, this that is being mechasa mamon chaveri is the iser. Therefore, Dr. Ramaman has the regular halachas of Hilchas Mammon, that the halach is Ameitzi Mechavei Olav Araya. The male, the Meichi, can be Mekel and only give 1/400, he can give only the smaller amount. And Shagin, the Meiri is Mashma, that the Meiri understood the halach, the mitzvah of Midas is not a Mammonistic halach, it's a Issa Ba'alma. It's a Issa for one to be Shekel Shalek, halacha v'shalek adin, an inaccurate amount, to be Mechasa Mammon Chavei, not mitzad the Mammonist that is being Mechasa Mammon Chavei, only it's a Maisa Issa of having an inaccurate scale, of being Shekel with an inaccurate scale. Melezok Meiri, being that it's an iser to be shaykel shalayk adin, in a case when one is mesupik, how much girumen he has to give, it's an iser dik ashayla, and the halach is a suffik deraisa, one has to be machmer, being that there's a suffik iser on the meicher has to be machmer, and give 1/200, he has to give the larger amount, just like all sveika deraisa that we say suffik deraisa l'chumra. Similarly, the Gemara and the Petes Amar Aleph on top of the Amud brings a brisa. Tan Rabbanim minayin shein moichin b'makom shegoichin. It's also for one to be moichik the midah b'makom that he's goichin. Ve'en goichin b'makom shein moichin. The Gemara dashes from a pasuk of Eifa Shleima, and the brisa continues. What happens if one says, "Ireni moichik b'makom shegoichin ve'lifchoy Shleima adam"? I'm not going to be mechasim him any moment. I'm going to be moichik in a makom shegoichin, but I'm going to take him off the amount of money. This that I was the value of this that I was moichik. I'm going to add on to him money. I'm going to be goydish in a place where the moichin add on the money. Dr. Bryce, we don't listen to him. Tamalaymer eifah shleima v'tzedek yelach. And the Rashbam is mefarish. What does the Bryce mean? Minayin she'im moichin v'makim she'goydishin is afilu if the koina is moichel. Even though the koina is moichel and he allows the moichel to do this, to be moichik v'makim she'goydish, or to be goydish v'makim she'moichik, because mechila is not mehani and it's still usher for him to do it. The Rashbam is mefarish. The reason why there's an issur to do it is because other people may see him doing it and have learned to be shaykel in such a way. Therefore, the halacha is one has to keep to the minhag ha'makom and be meichik like the minhag ha'makom or be goydish like the minhag ha'makom. There's a machlokes of Rishonim. The Yad Rama speaks out. This that we say minayin shein meichin b'makom shegoychin, and it's a filo if the koina is meichel. We say it's still also for the meichel to do it. It's dafka if the koina and the meichel did not make a tanai before it. But if they are master meikara, they make a tanai that they're going to be meichik from makom shegoichin, or they're going to be goydish from makom shemeichin, and there's a mechila. They are masna in the etzem mekach that they're making, that there should be a mechila on the gidush or on the mechika. In such a case, the tanai is mehani, and it's mutter for the meichinati meichik from makom shegoichin or goydish be makom shemeichin. And pashtish the pshat in the adema is being that the halach is b'davish of a moment to noyikayim when we master mashakosa b'atoy by davish of a moment, therefore tonight is mehani, just like by all davish of a moment, and tonight is mehani to be master mashakosa b'atoy. The ozeruah now sugya paskins, he brings a machlikus, so he's showing him b'negeir this halacha. If one was master meikara that he wishes to be meichik from makom shagoydish or goydish makom shemeichik, is the tonight mehani or not? The ozeruah brings two shitas, yesh oimim that one can be master and the tonight is mehani. And it means yesh oimim that a tanai is not mehani, and I feel if they master meyikor, it's still also to be meichik makom shagoydish and also to be goydish b'makom shemeichkin. And the chayv, the ones who say a tanai is mehani, it's understandable, being that the halach is that a master mashakosah b'atoy b'davish abim moment the tanai is kaim. So what then over here, being our case over here is a davish abim moment, therefore one can be master mashakosah b'atoy, and you can make a tanai that they should be allowed to be meichik makom shagoydish, as long as there's a mechila from the koine and they were master meyikor that is able to be meichik makom shagoydish. But the shittas that hold the one that afilo tanai is also not mehani, why is it different than every davish of moment that tanai is kaim? Why over here do we say that a tanai is not mehani? And the chayyu can explain how people, what we said earlier, that the achrenim and estapik min midas, is it a isser dika halacha or is it a moment dika halacha? If the isser of midas, the isser of mishkolish like oigin is a moment dika isser for being mechas and moment chaveri, then avada would help a tanai, it's master mashakos batoy by davish of moment which tanai is kaim. But if we had to say that the mitzvah and the issa of being shaykel shalayk adin is not a issa mitzvah, this that is being mechasa mamon chaveri, the halacha of being shaykel shalayk adin is a issa dika halacha, it's also to make such a mishkol to be shaykel shalayk adin, then it's understandable that a feel of one is masna, that he wishes to be meichik makam shagoydish, or goydish makam shameichik also, his tanai is not mehani, because one cannot be masna mashakos b'tayra, and therefore the issa still remains that it's also to be meichik makam shagoydish, and it's also to be goydish b'makam shameichik. In Kuntresi Shiurim in Bab Metzia Simon Chafei, Rav Gusman is masbid this tzad that the issa of being shaykel shalayk adin is a issa deka halacha a little bit differently. It's not stam an issa be'alma to be shaykel shalayk adin. He brings the lashon of the chinuch in mitzvah reish nun ches, and the chinuch says that every person who is shaykel is like a dayan. He is a dayan deciding how much to give to the lekech, and the halacha by a dayan is that he's leisas avol b'mishpat. So if he's shaykel shalayk adin, it comes that he's being mekalkel es adin. And therefore it's called Avel, Meshukets, Chayim, Vitayeva. All the things that we call a Dayan who Paskin Shalayk Adin applies to one who's being Shaykel Shalayk HaHalacha. And that's what we mean when we say it's an Isser to be Shaykel Shalayk HaHalacha. It's not to be Mechasem Amun Chaveri, but it's Paskin the Halacha Shalayk Adin. He's Paskin the Halacha of this Mishkel Shalayk Adin by giving the wrong amount. If Gusman is Mazbe further, this that the Chinuch is Mechadish, I feel in a pachis misha pruta also there's an Isser to be Shaykel Shalayk Adin. It's Lavdafka by a pruta, and the Minchas Chinuch in his basis Matmiya. Where does the chinuch know this halacha that the issa to be shaykel shalayk adin, the issa of mishkolis and moiznei tzedek is afilu on a pachs mishav pruta also? The chayv should be similar to the issa gneva where the shir is a pruta and a pachs mishav pruta is only also a chatzi shir. So where does the chinuch know that when it comes to moiznei tzedek, to the issa of being shaykel shalayk adin, afilu was one shaykel a pachs mishav pruta also, he's over the issa. Zoktiv Gusman, the chinuch is going to shitasa, being that the chinuch holds it's not the issa, is not this that he's been mechasim amon chaveri. But the issue is that he's paskling the halacha of the mishkol shalayk adin. He's being leisasu avol b'mishpat. In such a case, afilo pachz mishav pruta also is a kilkol adin and an ivus and an avol b'mishpat. The meila zok the chinuch, being that it's not an issa being mechasim mamon chaveri, the shir does not have the din of a pruta. The shir pruta is a shir in mamon chaveri. When one is stealing from the mamon chaveri, the shir is that it's only considered a mamon when it's a shav pruta. Mashaking over here with the Isser is not this that he's being mechasim amon chaveri, the Isser is the Ivus Adin of paskling shalayk adin. I feel that a pachas mishav pruta also would be an Isser to be shaykel shalayk adin. If Gusman says further, the Rambam in Perek Aleph Milchus Gzeila Vaveda paskin that it's also ligzor kolshu din Torah, I feel goy oivet avayda zara, also the gozla ila oshka, it's also to steal from a goy. And the Kesav Mishnah is medayik from the Rambam that the Rambam does not say when one steals from a goy, he's oivet a laf. He's over a loisa say, I did this that he stole. It's like the case of Mishnah. There is no loisa say, it's an isser to steal from a goy, but what is not over the loisa say of loisigzo. Yet when it comes to the halacha, the isser being shaykel shalayk adin of meiznei tzedek, the ramam and pegzayim ilchus gneva paskins, echad an loisa v'noisinim yisrael, oyim agoy over the abadazara, imadad oishakel b'chose, over the loisa say v'chay lachse. The Rambam paskins mefurish when it comes to the isser of meiznei tzedek, the halacha is when even if one is selling to a goy, still, if he is shaykel shalayk halacha and he has inaccurate weights, in such a case, he's over a loisa say that this that he shaykel shalayk adin. So we see the Rambam as a chiluk between hilchus gzeila and hilchus meiznei tzedek. When it comes to Hilchos Gzeil, the Rambam paskins by a goy, when one steals from a goy, he's not over a leisa say mashenki. When it comes to maznayim that are makulkul that are shalika din, the halach is when one steals from a goy in such a manner, he's over a leisa say. So to have Gusman, the beer in this halacha is that the Hilchos Gzeil is this, that he's being mechas amam and chaveri by a goy. We do not have the lav of leisigzo. Hagam that it's usit to steal from a goy, but he's not over the lav of leisigzo. Mashenki, when it comes to the moizne tzedek, where the iser is not mitzadis that he's being mechas amam and chaveri. It's a ism, it's a ivus adin, this that he's being mekalkal the din and he's passing the wrong halacha. When he gives the wrong amount to the one being kind, he's passing the wrong halacha. In such a case, it's not being mechasim amen chaveri, it doesn't make a chiluk if it's a yid or a goy, it's the maisa isu being shaykel shalik adin that he's being over, and therefore afilu by a goy also, the one who's shaykel shalik adin is over a leis asay, and that's the chiluk between us gzela, where the Rambam says there is no leis asay when it comes to midis and moizne tzedek, if one steals in such a manner from a goy, he is over a leis asay. Just to summarize, we said over the suffix of the Achreinim, what is the issa of the being shaykel shalik adin? Is it a mamonistic issa of being mechasa mamon chaveru? Is it a maisa issa of being shaykel shalik adin? And we said it's possible to tell in this to machlekes the Rambam and the Meiri, whether or not by a teiku in a yon emidus one can be meikel, because I'm eitzim mechaveru love a raya and the halachas with the meichru, do we say that one should be machmer like the Meiri, because it's a suffix issa and therefore one has to be machmer? The Rambam held it's a mamonistic halacha and I'm eitzim mechaveru love a raya, mashaykh the Meiri held it's an issadic halacha and therefore misafik one has to be machmer. And we must be also with this, the Brice on the Apeitesa and Aleph, the Mechila is not Mahani, and there's a Machlikas of Rishonim, whether or not a Tanai, if one is Master Meikara, that there should be a Mechila, and this that is Mechik Makam Shagodish, is the Tanai Mahani or not. Some Rishonim say a Tanai is Mahani, and some Rishonim say a Tanai is not Mahani. If it's a mitzvah, if it's a Mamanistic Halacha, then the Halacha is by Dovashab and Maman, a Master Mashakos, but Torah Tanai Kai, Mashakin. If it's an Isidic Halacha, the Halacha is Master Mashakos, but Torah Tanai is Bottle. And we said over from Gusman, he's also telling the Shaila, the halacha of Pachas Mishavar Pruta, the Chinuch is Mechadish, and the Pachas Mishavar Pruta also, when it's over the Issa of Moizne Tzedek, if he waits, Shalek Adin, I feel a Pachas Mishavar Pruta, he's over the Issa, being that it's not a Moministic halacha, therefore, Zok the Chinuch, when it's over, I feel a Pachas Mishavar Pruta also. And we said over also this, that the Rambam says, when it's over, I feel by a guy, he's over the Leisa, say, Hagam the Kest of Mishnah is Mechadish, and Uchas Gzela, the Rambam says, when it's not over a Leisa, say, it's only usher to steal from a guy. Afilu achi, when it comes to midas, afilu a goy also, when it's over a leisa say, because the issa is not mitzad being mechasim amen chaveri, the issa is mitzad being shaykel shalik adin, and therefore that applies even by a goy also. The Gemara then brings a braisa, tana rabbanon le'yir lecha, melamed shebezdin ma'midin agaydim in the midas, that bezdin is mitzuvah to appoint the munim to check out, to make sure people have accurate midas, and to make sure the moichim are not cheating from the lekach, the with inaccurate midas. And the Gemara then brings a machlokes whether or not, just like Yebezin's mitzvah to be maimed, agaydim in the midas, they also have to maimed agaydim in the sha'arim to make sure that the meichim are not raising the price of the sha'ar. Or do we say that for sha'arim, if one meichim would raise the price, people will buy from a different meichim, therefore Bezin doesn't have to appoint memunim. On this halacha, on this, that the Braisa darshins, that Bezin is mitzvah to appoint memunim to check out the midas, there's a Yerushalmi in Brachis, Paragraph Allah Aleph, the Yerushalmi brings a maisa. Rev Chani and Rev Yirmiyah entered a store. Kofetz Rev Chani ubirach aleihen. Upon entering the store, Rev Chani was kofetz and he made a bracha. And the Mefarshim and Mefarsh, what is this bracha that Rev Chani was making upon entering the store? And the Pirish Mibal Sefer Acharedim is Mefarsh this Yerushalmi. What was the bracha that Rev Chani made? He said ubirach asher kitchonu lekadesh amidas v'amaznayim ulasakin asharim. Rav Chani and Rav Yirmiyah were the Memunim that Bezdin appointed to go check out to make sure people have accurate Midas and they're not using Midas Amakul Kalin. And therefore, upon entering the store, Rav Chani made a bracha asher kitchonu lekadesh amidas v'amaznayim ulasakin asharim. There was a bracha made on this that he was checking out the maznayim. And the Chayu Yesh Tahor al divrei acharedim, the Gemara dashes the mitzvah to appoint Memunim to check out the Midas to make sure people have Midas aksherim and not Midas Amakul Kalin is from the Yerlecha. There's a leis asay that the meichim should not have midas amakul kolin, and therefore bezin is mitzvah to appoint memunim in order to mekayim this leis asay of le'yir lecha. And normally the klal is we don't make a bracha on the kiyum of a mitzvah leis asay. We only make brachas on the kiyum of a mitzvah asay. So why is it that Rav Chani made a bracha upon entering the store for a kiyum of this that he's mekayim the lav of le'yir lecha melamed shebezin amidin agaydimin? To be mefarish this charedim, the Rambam in Perekres Milch Skeneva Paskins, Chayovim bezdin lahamid shoytu mechol medino medino bechol plach veuplach sheyiu mechazin alach anuyis umitzatkenes amaznayim vesamidis upoiskenes hashorim. And this is the Brayse in our Gemara. Le'yil l'cha, the Magen Mishnah brings the Makor for the Rambam. Melamed shem amidin agaydim min l'midis. That Bezin is mitzvah to appoint these amunim to check out people's midis. V'yesh l'hor, the Rambam in Perek Aleph Milchus Sanhedrin begins Hilchus Sanhedrin mitzvah saseh shal teira limnoi shayftin v'shaytin v'chol medina shenem ha'shayftin v'shaytin titin v'chol b'chol sharecha. And the Rambam describes what are the shayftim v'shaytim that Bezin is mitzvah to appoint. Shayftim elo dayonim akvum b'bezin. And the shaytim are elu balei maklu ritzua, they are the ones who punish upon Bezin's psak. V'hem ho'indim lefnei adayonim ha'mesaviv v'mishvokim v'alachanu yis l'sakin ha'ashorim v'amidis u'lahakis kol ma'ovis. So the Rambam shayftim v'shaytim, the shaytim are included in the mitzvah of shaytim titin l'cha, is the dayonim, the ones who stand in front of the dayonim who are mesaviv v'mishvokim v'alachanu yis to mesakin ha'ashorim v'amidis. So we see it's not learned out from Le'yir L'cha, like our Gemara said, it's learned out from Shayftim V'Shayftim Titin L'cha B'chol Sharecha. From there we darshan that Bezin has to be memane people to aimed with Nei Bezin and Mesavim B'chanuyis to check out the Midas to make sure they are kosher. And L'chay it's mavur from the Rambam that this our Gemara darshans from Le'yir L'cha, Melamed Shebezin Amidin Agardim and is not the Joshua itself. It's a Giloy. For we see from Le'yir L'cha, it's Megalatos that the Pasuk of Shayftim V'Shayftim included in it one extra thing that we didn't know from the Pasuk itself. From Le'yir L'cha, it's Mavur, that Shayftim V'Shayftim includes in it also this, that Bezin is Mamid and Agaidim, and that Bezin is Metzuyf to appoint people to be Mesavim and Bachanuyis to check out people's Midas. But it's learned that from Le'yir L'cha, that's Megala, that this is also included in the mitzvah of Shayftim V'Shayftim Titan L'cha B'chol Sharecha. So being that this is a key mitzvah saseh of Shayftim V'Shayftim Titan L'cha B'chol Sharecha, therefore the Charedim said, there's a bracha that was Masukar on it, and Rav Chani, when he entered the store, to check out people's midas, he made a bracha, asher kitchon mitzvoisa v'tzivona lekadesh ha-maznayim, to make sure that the maznayim ha-moiz neitzedek, that there are no midas ha-makul kolon. The Gemara later brings a braisa, tana rabona, nefesh, maznayim, tlui ba'ava gimel tvachim, the shiurim of a maznayim, the nefesh of the maznayim is tolling the ava gimel tvachim, and has to be gvoyim in oretz gimel tvachim, v'kona misne shalo yudbeis tvachim. And the braisa is mamshech to be mefarish different scales of tzamorim, of zagogin, other scales, what the shiurim are. And the Gemara is Messiah after the Braisa, Omer of Mani bar Patish, Kederech, Sharomul, and Yenisurim, just like we mentioned, the Shiurim Benegea, that is Isser of what's considered a Moiz Neitzadik, there's a Shear in the scale. So too, the Shear applies also in Tumasam, whether or not the Maznaim is Makabal Tumor, is totally in the Shiurim also. It has to Dafka be these sizes in order to be considered a Keli, which is Makabal Tumor. The Rashbam and the Riamaskal, Kachomul, Linyan Tumasam is Mefarish. Why is Tumah Tali in the Isser, whether or not it's Mekabal Tumah should be Tali in the Shiurim of the Isser of Moiz Neitzadek? So, Dr. Ashbam, being that it's also to use these scales, if they're small in the Shiur, it's also to weigh with these scales, and they're not aimed to be used because of the Isser, so therefore they're not Mekabal Tumah, it's not considered a Keli. And the Ashbam in Pirisha Ikri is Mefarish more, that being that it's also to use these scales, they're considered Kishvur and Dami, they're considered as if they are broken already. And being that they consider as if they're broken, therefore they are not Mekabal Tumah. But the reason why they're not being Mekabal Tumah is not because Be'etzim, these scales are not a Keli. Be'etzim, they are a Keli, only because they're also to be used, they're considered Kishvurin, and therefore they're not Mekabal Tumah. The Tosfos Rid is Chelek on the Ashbam. The Tosfos Rid holds this, that the Gemara says, Kederech Sha'amrul Inyan Yisurin Kach Amrul Inyan Tumasim, is not referring to the Chelek of the scale which has a Klei Kibul, which is a Keli Be'etzim. The chelik of the scales which have a clay kibul and are a keli be'etzem, even if they're not the shear, they're also mekabel tumah, being that they're be'etzem a keli because they have a clay kibul. It's only the other parts of the scale, the parts, the yodis, the nefesh, the chalakim of the scale that are not be'etzem a keli because they don't have a clay kibul. In such a case, it's only because they're aimed to be used that they have the chashivas of a keli, being that they're also to be used, they don't have the chashivas of a keli, and therefore they are not mekabel tumah. On the etzim halacha of the Rashbam, that a keli which has a clay kibul, being that it's also to be used, the keli is not mekabel tumah, even though it has a clay kibul. But b'chonin and kibitshum is ma'ir that lefizet should come out that a keli which is also ba'ano, being that the keli cannot be used, machmas yisuri, that it's also ba'ano, the keli should not be mekabel tumah. So to b'chonin yesh techalik, that maybe it's dafka or moiznaim amakul kolin, where it's also afilu for a goy to use also, therefore it's bottled the shem keli, and therefore the keli is not mekabel tumah, even though it has a clay kibul. But a keli which is also ba'ano, even though a yid can't use it because it's also ba'ano, being that a goy could use it, so therefore it still retains the shem keli and it would still be mekabel tumah. Perfecta b'chonon, the Gemara in Chulin and Seif Orvah, Reitav is mevur, that a meichel, which is also bein li Yisrael and bein to a goy, it cannot be eaten by goyim either, afilu achi, the oichel is mekabel tumah, it still keeps the shem oichel, and it would still be mekabel tumah. Maishna a keli from oichel, why is it by a keli which is also to be used, we say the keli is not mekabel tuma, being that it can't be used, it's not aimed to ishtamish, it's not considered a keli, and therefore it would not be mekabel tuma. Yeah, when it comes to an eichel, even though the eichel is not roi lechel, nobody could eat it, not a goy and not a yid, afilu achi, it still retains the shame eichel, and it would still be mekabel tuma. The stipler in Tyrus Simon Yer Aleph is mechalik, it's cholik, this that a keli is mekabel tuma, from this that a eichel is mekabel tuma. This that a keli is mekabel tuma, the Gemara is mevuah. There are times that it's dafka b'machshava, a person has to be kaveh when the keli is nigmar. There are stages in the completion of a keli, but even though it already could be used as a keli, being that the person is planning on continue forming the keli, and the keli is not yet nigmar, until he has machshava and he says the keli is nigmar, and now he plans on using it, the keli is not mekabel tuma. So the stipel we see from this, that a keli is mekabel tuma, is because the keli is oimid le'ishtamish. It's a dove which is oimid le'ishtamish, that's what's kaveh, that it should be mekabel tuma. It's kaveh the shem keli, and says that it should be mekabel tuma. Because we see from this that it needs machshava, that the keli is nigma, we see it's machmas this, that it's oimid le'ishtamish, that gives it the shem keli, which says that it should be mekabel tuma. But that's dafka by a keli, when it comes to an oichel afilu without any machshava, that it is nigma, the oichel is mekabel tuma, be'etzim, because it is a meichel. The siva why an oichel is mekabel tuma is not because it's oimid le'ishtamish, it's be'etzim, an oichel is mekabel tuma. A meichel be'etzim has the shem oichel to it, and therefore it's be'etzim mekabel tuma. Memele, when it comes to a keli, with the entire Kabbalah's tuma is totally in this, that it's oimid le'ishtamish, is this halacha in our sugyo, that if a maznaim is also to be used, it loses its shem keli, and it will not be mekabel tuma. When it comes to an oichel, this that an oichel is mekabel tuma is not because it's oimid la'achila, it's be'etzim, the shem oichel makes it a mekabel tuma. And being that it's the etzim shem eichel that makes it into makabel tumah, afilu eichel that's also to be eaten, bein for a goy and bein for a yid, would still be makabel tumah and would still have a shem eichel. The Gemara in the Hemshich brings a brisa, Tana Rabbanon, loisasu avol b'mishpat b'mida b'mishkol u'b'mshura b'mida zumedides karka, that when one is measuring karka, it shouldn't be moided le'echel d'maisachama, and then use the same chevel which grows u'le'echel d'maisachama, and being that the chevel is smaller b'maisachama than is d'maisachama, it dries up b'maisachama, one shouldn't use the same chevel to be moided d'maisachama u'b'maisachama. B'mishkol shlayatmin mishkoloisa b'melech, he shouldn't put his mishkol into salt because that makes the mishkol heavier. B'mshura shalai asiach, when he pours, he shouldn't pour in a oifen that it makes a bubble, and therefore the measurement fills up quicker, even though there's not enough liquid really to fill up the full measurement. The resichus, the bubbles that he makes when he pours it in, that makes it look full, he shouldn't make a measurement in such a way that he's being masiach, that he's making the bubbles which makes it look full. Taisus in Devi Amaschal, b'mshura shalai asiach, asks, what's the chiddush that a person shouldn't be masiach b'shas he's pouring? It's regular gezel, he's stealing from the lekech because he's not filling up the midah fully. So Taisus, the chiddush is that mechayvim b'shas harisicha, even though at that point he wasn't yet modad, the mekach wasn't yet nigmar, the lekech didn't yet pay for it. So Taisus, afilu hachi b'shas the resicha itself, when he measures it in a oifen that now it looks fuller before it's actually full, he's over already on the lav, being that he's over mishas resicha, he's over mishas asiyah. And Taisus brings the Gemara about Mitzia Taf Samachal from the base. The Gemara darshins the lav b'mishkolus lomeli. We should learn now from the lav ugzela. And the Gemara says the chiddush is for taimin mishkolaisa b'melach. Look, the Gemara, because in such a case he's over mishas asiya. He's over as soon as he makes the he's taimin mishkolaisa b'melach and he makes his weights heavier even before he actually uses it. He's already over the lav mishas asiya mishas. He makes his weights heavier. So Taisus, who I do when it comes to resicha, also when one measures in such a oifen that he makes the resichas, he's over mishas resicha, and therefore the Gemara is dashing a special pasuk. It's not included in the lav of gzela. The Gemara is dashing a pasuk shloyasiach to be making be over mishas resicha. Masha asks, why is it that Taisus is only bothered on the third case of the brisa shloyasiach? Over the effect Taisus is gezel gamaru. Why wasn't Taisus bothered on the second case of the brisa shloyatmin mashkemishkaleisa b'melach? Why didn't Taisus ask over there also that Lechayra, if Taisus doesn't yet know that he's Eivim Mishas Asiya, why do we need a special Issa that a person shouldn't be Matmin Mishkaleisa B'melach? Lechayra is Gezel Gomeru and a person should be Eivim Machmas Tegzela. Why do we need a special Issa that a person shouldn't be Matmin Mishkaleisa B'melach? Zokhti Masha, it's Cholok, by the case of Matmin Mishkaleisa B'melach, Taisus knew the Gemara in Baba Metzia. And Taisus knew over there a person is Eivim Mishas Asiya. Only Taisus held there was Dafka Matmin Mashkaleisa B'melach. We made the weight heavier. In such a case, there the Gemara says he's over Mishas Asiya. As soon as he makes such a weight, he's over the lav. Mashenki, when it comes to Resicha, where he's not making any weight heavier, He's just pouring it in an oifen. He's pouring it in a way that it has extra bubbles, which makes it look fuller sooner. In such a case, he's not creating a weight which is makokol. He's not creating an inaccurate weight. In such a case, it's not mestaver. In this maisa of measuring, he should be over alav mishas asiyah. So therefore, Tosis asked the kasha, being that it's not mestaver, he should be over mishas asiyah. L'chayre, he's only over mishas. He takes the money for it. L'chayre, it's gezel gamaru. So Tosis, no, over here also he's over mishas asiyah, and that's the chiddush in Tosis teretz that on resicha also a person can be over mishas asiyah. And the etzim kasha of Tosis, why do we need a drasha ube meshuva shalai asiyach? It's pashat, it's gezel gamaru, and therefore it's also reading gzela, and it's pashat, it's also. Why do we need a special drasha of shalai asiyach? When the shita mikubetzes brings Tosis kasha, the shita asks, hey chidami, what's the case that we are darshning shalai asiyach? Idelekeh shaver pruta, the mai isur ikka, what's the issa bechlal if there is no shaver pruta? Vidikeh shaver pruta, then it's gezel gamaru and pshita that it's also. And it's mashma from the shita that the kasha of Tosis is only because Tosis holds that the issa of midas and shalai asiyach is dafkan a shaver pruta. But if the issa would be afil on a pachmi shaver pruta also, then it wouldn't be shver Tosis kasha, and Tosis wouldn't ask his pshita it's gezel gamaru because the chiddush is gufa that the issa is afil on a pachmi shaver pruta also. The Torah in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph paskins kishem moide davar lach la yase beinyin shetala resicha v'tira amidu kilu imeleya afilu iktana, even if the resicha is very small. Zok the Torah she'ein beresicha shaver pruta, even though the resicha does not have shaver pruta afilu achi, it's aser. Zok the bach lefi the Torah it's miyoshev taisis kasha. The chiddush of shalei asiyach is that mitzad iser gezlu it would dafka be b'makom that there's a shaver pruta worth of resicha. The chiddush of shalei asiyach is even though it's pachs mishaver pruta also, there's an iser afilu on a pachs mishaver pruta also. And Tosis so that the Menchas Chinuch brings b'shem asmag in mitzvah nun chest. The Menchas Chinuch brings the shita asmag is the only time there's issur of shalei asiyach is when the resicha is a davar yakar. The liquid that he is measuring is a davar yakar, and therefore it comes into a shaver pruta. But on a pachs mishaver pruta there is no issur shalei asiyach, and therefore Tosis says the kasha is why do we need a pasuk to say that it's issur shalei asiyach pshita that it's gezel gamaru. L'chayre l'fi the Torah, being that it's not shver Tosis kasha, and the Torah holds it's not shver, this that the Gemara says shalei asiyach is pshita it's gezel gamaru because the chiddush of shalei asiyach has come to tell me a pachs mishaver pruta. The Torah mistama would argue on Tosis teretz, and he would hold that one is not over on resicha from mishas asiyah. He's only over once he sells it and he takes the money shalei kedin, but being that he was mal resichas and therefore he's selling less than the amount he promised to sell. In such a case, he's over the issa. But mishas asiyah b'shasi is marsiach, he is not over the issa. Hagam the Gemara and b'mitzion daf samach alfam advei says when it comes to midas hamakol kolos, one is matmin mishkalisa b'melach, he's over mishas asiyah. The Torah could hold like the Mashal explained Tosis Kasha that it's dafka matmin mashkalos when one is making a midas hamakol kolos, he's making a mishkal which is heavier than the weight that it's supposed to be. In such a case, one is over the issa mishas asiyah. But when it comes to being mala resicha where there is no mishkal hamakol kol, it's just the mice of pouring, he's doing an oifen that it fills it up faster and it looks fuller than it actually is, and therefore he comes out selling less than what he promised. In such a case, he's not over mishas asiyah, being that he didn't make a mishkal amakulkul, he's only over b'shas, he takes the money and actually sells it for less than the amount he promised. In the etzim shita of the Torah, the chinuch and mitzvah and ches also holds that by midas amakulkulis, one is over afil on a pach mishaver pruta, and it's not doimit to gezel that the issa is dafkan a shaver pruta, and afil on a pach mishaver pruta also one is over the issa. Fektim in ches chinuch on the chinuch, the halacha is when it comes to midas, one does not receive malchus, being that it's a lav hanitin l'tashlumin. In fact, the Menchas Chinuch, it's only a lav hanitin l'tashlumin b'makom that he was goizel the lekeach a shaver pruta worth. In such a case, it's lav hanitin l'tashlumin, he's mechuyav to return the money. But b'makom that the mishkal was mekolkol pachas mishaver pruta, and what he took from chaveri shalei kedin is pachas mishaver pruta, it's not nitin l'tashlumin, and a pachas mishaver pruta there's a mechila, and it's not nitin l'tashlumin. In fact, the Menchas Chinuch, why is it that the Chinuch says one does not get malchus for the lav of mishkolos amakul kolos? Because it's a lav of nitl natashlumen. There are cases when it's not nitl natashlumen. In a case when it's pachl shaver pruta and it's not nitl natashlumen, one should receive malchus. Why is it that the Chinuch says a klal that one does not get malchus for this lav because it's a lav of nitl natashlumen? And Rabbi Zalman in Evan Ozel in Perek Zayin answers the kash of the Menchas Chinuch. Zokta Rabbi Zalman, even though normally on a pachl shaver pruta we say it's not nitl natashlumen, that's all in a case that one already stole the money. B'makom one was goizel a pachs mishaver pruta, it's not nitl natashlumen. But in the case of midas, where one was over on the medida and he's holding before he took the money from the lekeach, in such a case, the lav is nitl natashlumen and afilu on a pachs mishaver pruta also, being that it's also for him to take the money, even on a pachs mishaver pruta. So b'shasi is being over the lav, it's nitl natashlumen, it's nitl that he shouldn't take the money from the lekeach. and therefore this is also called a lava nitin to Hashlom and Agam, it's a pachas mishava pruto, and therefore Zokta Chinuch, one does not get malchus for the lava mishkolis because it's a lava nitin to Hashlom and afilo and a pachas mishava pruto, also it's called nitin to Hashlom. Zokta Bitzazam, and this is a chiddush to say it's called nitin to Hashlom, and this that one should not take the money should be considered a nitin to Hashlom as a davar chadash. And even if one were to say that this is not called nitin l'tashlumin, being that he's not mechuyif to pay the money once he takes it, not isit to take the money is not called nitin l'tashlumin, afilo achi, one can answer the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch is asking, why don't we say by a case of pachas mishava pruta, it should be called a lav that's not nitin l'tashlumin, being that there is no chiyuv tashlumin and one should receive malchus. And the Minchas Chinuch brings a moshel from chayvul b'chaveri. The halacha by chayvul b'chaveri is that one does not get malchus because kimle b'dirabmina, and being that there's a chiyuv moment, one does not receive malchus. But the halach is that if one is chayvul b'chaveri, a pachs mishav pruta, one does get malchus, being that there is no chiyuv mamon, so memeila there is no kimle b'dirab minei, in such a case, one gets malchus. So the Minchas Chinuch, maishna midas amakul kolos, a case when one was still chaveri, stole from his friend, I did midas amakul kolos from the case of chayvul b'chaveri. So the Mr. Zalman, it's cholik v'yisoydam. By the case of chayvul b'chaveri, the lav is nitin l'malchus, it's a regular lav, lois asay min ha-toyre, and there's a chiyuv malchus. Only is the halacha of kimle b'dirab minei that b'makim that one has a chiyuv tashlumin, in such a case, there is no chiyuv malchus, and that patters him from the chiyuv malchus. But in the case of chayvul b'chaveri, pachs mishav pruta, in such a case, being that there is no chiyuv tashlumin, there is no p'tur of kimle b'dirab minei, one does get malchus for being chayvul b'chaveri, pachs mishav pruta. Mashenki, when it comes to the lav of mishkolis amakul kolis, it's not the pshat, there's a kimle b'dirab minei, there's a p'tur idea that tashlumin that patters him up from the malchus. It's a lava nitin l'tashlumin. It's similar to the halacha of a lava nitin l'azoras misas bezdin. That the lava was nitin for azoras misas bezdin. Even in the case when one is not getting misas bezdin, there also is no malchus. Who would then also a lava nitin l'tashlumin? The lava itself is not a mechayev of malchus. So being that the lava mishkolis is a lava nitin l'tashlumin, the lava itself is not mechayev malchus. I feel in the case of a pachsim shavaputa where there is no achiev tashlumin, I feel in such a case also the lav itself is not mechayev malchus, being that it's be'etzim a lav anitin l'tashlumin and there is no achiev malchus in such a case. To summarize what we discussed on the inyan of the lav of shalai asiach, Tosis asked the kasha bu mishua shalai asiach, for Tosis it's pashat, it's regular gezel. And Tosis answers the chiddush of the gemara of shalai asiach is the mechayev mishas asiyah, dumi the matin mashkalis of a melech that the gemara tells us about mitziyah, that one is over mishas asiyah. The Maharsha asked, why did Tosis only ask on Shalai Asiyach? Why didn't Tosis ask on the earlier case in the Brayis of Matan Mashkalais of Amelach? And the Maharsha is Machalak that maybe it's Dafka in the case of Matan Mashkalais of Amelach where one made a Midah Amakulko. In such a case, he's Oivir Mishas Asiyach. Mashenkin by Shalai Asiyach, where it's in the Maisa Medida that he's being Oivir, but there is no Midah that's coming being made Makulko. In such a case, one cannot be Oivir Mishas Asiyach. Kamashmal and Tosis is in his Teretz, and in this case, also one is Oivir Mishas Asiyach. Bishasi does the Medida. Aide Resicha also, he is over the Isser. And we said it's Mavua from Taisis, the Sheet of Mekubetza speaks it out more Mefurish, that's Mavua from Taisis, the Isser of Shalai Asiyach is Dafka by Shavu Pruto. The Sheet of the Torah and of the Chinuch is that one is over Afilo Rapachs Mishavu Pruto also, and according to the Chinuch and the Torah, it will be Miyoshev Taisis Kasha, the Chiddush of Shalai Asiyach is to make an Isser Afilo Rapachs Mishavu Pruto also. And if the chinuch and the Torah l'chayu, one would not be over and resicha mishas asiyah like the svar of the Maharsha that it's dafka matun ashkalaisu b'melach where one is making a midah makulkul. In such a case, he's over mishas asiyah. Mashenkin the resicha b'shas medida. In such a case, one would not be over mishas asiyah only b'shas that he sells it to his friend and takes the money shalikadin. The Minchas Chinuch asks on the sheet of the chinuch and the Torah, why is it that one does not get malchus for the lava of midas amakulkolis for the issa of resicha by a case of pachs mishav pruta? In such a case, it's not a lava nitin l'tashlumin. Why is it that one does not get malchus? And we said over two terutzim from the Evan Ozel. The first terutz of the Evan Ozel is that over here, afilo pachs mishav pruta also is considered a lava nitin l'tashlumin, being that it's also for him to take the money after he was moided in oifen of resicha. It's also for him to take the money. In such a case, it would also be considered a lava nitin l'tashlumin. Dr. Mr. Zalman, I feel if one would want to say that in such a case it's not called nitin l'tashlumin, being that there's no chiyuv to pay money, it's just the issur to take the money. Zokta Evan Ozel, I feel achi, one can answer the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch that a lav nitin l'tashlumin is different than the issur of chayvul b'chaveri, where we say a pachs mishaputa, one gets malchus. By the din of chayvul b'chaveri, be'etzem the lav is mechayiv malchus, only there's a din of kimle b'derab minei b'makom that it's mechayiv tashlumin. It's dafka by a shavaputa where there's a chiyuv tashlumin, and a pachs mishaputa where there is no chiyuv tashlumin, then one gets malchus. Mashenki, when it comes to the Issa of Midas, it's a lava nitin l'tashlumin, and on a lava nitin l'tashlumin, be'etzin the lava is not mechayev malchus. I feel in a case where there is no chiyuv tashlumin, also there would not be malchus, and therefore by resicha, I feel a pachs mishav pruta, there would not be a chiyuv malchus, even though there is no chiyuv tashlumin. Etzem halacha that we mentioned earlier from the Braisa leisasa avol ba mishpat b'midah b'mishkol b'mishura that the Braisa darshins and midas medidas karka shalim doid echad meisacham ol echad meisak shamim and the Braisa darshins b'mishkol shlayatmin mashkelisul b'melach. There's an issur to be matmin mashkelisul b'melach. There's a machlekes of rishonim. What is the issur of being matmin mashkelisul b'melach? What is one doing when he puts the mishkol into salt? The Rashbam is mefarish shlayatmin mashkelisul b'melach shemach bidon. By putting the mishkal into the salt, it makes the mishkal heavier, and therefore it comes out heavier than it's supposed to be, and in such a way he's making a midah amakolko. Toysis and the Vemaskal Shlayatman Mishkalesa Vemelach brings the Rashbam, and Toysis is Chaylik Veinir Labeinitam. Sak the Beinitam, the Bryce is Mashnav, you're discussing Yisurim on the Meicher. If being Matmi Mashkalesa Vemelach would make the mishkal heavier, in such a case it would come out to the Kech is getting more, and the Meicher is being this Anai, this that the mishkal is heavier. So Tosis the Mashmoyis of the Braisa we are discussing halachas of the Moichah, what the Moichah shouldn't do. It's Mashma that Matan Mashkalais of a Melach is the Moichah is cheating the Lekayach. The Mela Tosis is Mefarish that Matan Mashkalais of a Melach, usually the Mishkal gets heavier doing a Meisak Shaman, being that there's moisture and it gets wet, the Mishkal is heavier than it normally is, be Meisak Shaman more than your Meisak Hama. By being Matmin Mishkalais of a Melach, the salt takes out the moisture out of the mishkal, and therefore makes the mishkal lighter. Memela, the moichah is going to end up gaining, being that the mishkal is going to be lighter, he's going to end up giving less to the lekech, and this way the moichah is going to gain over the lekech. That's the issa mentioned in the braisa of shalayat and mashkleis of a melech. One shouldn't put it into salt to make the mishkal lighter than it's supposed to be. Bimaisak shamim. Mrs. Alman in Evan Ozel asks, what's the chiddush of the braisa, the special drosh and argamor of shalayat and mashkleis of a melech? If he's matin mishkalaisa b'melach, he's making a regular midah amakulkul. What's the extra chiddush of the brisa that we dash in the extra pasuk shlayatin mashkalaisa b'melach? Zokta b'sa zalman lefi taisvist, there's a possible explanation for the chiddush of the brisa. Lefi taisvist, that the matin mashkalaisa b'melach is taking the moisture out of the mishkal and making it lighter. I say this, that it normally it's heavy with my saksham because it's moist and it has moisture in it. When I take it out, it makes it lighter. But someone is not really making a midah amakulkul. The Yisoide one is just putting the midah back to its normal weight. The regular weight is without any moisture inside. That's the normal weight of the mishkal. Only be moist. Like shamim, it gets moist and therefore it gets heavier. When one puts it into melach, he's bringing it back to its normal weight, the amount that it weighs be moist. Like hamo. And therefore, I have a havmina that the moichah is not doing any issa by being matin mashkalais of the melach. Being that this is the normal weight of the mishkal and he's not making any lighter than it's supposed to be, I would think that he's not being over any issa. Kamashmo on the Brice of being that the Derech HaOlam is that B'Maisak Shaman the Mishkal is heavier and B'Maisak Hama the Mishkal is lighter. If one is to use the Mishkal B'Maisak Shaman that's lighter because he took the moisture out, that's also called being Ma'ana Chaveri, and he's also considered that he's making a Midah Makolkol. But that's an extra chiddush in the Brice that one is Mechuyev to Shtaltu to the Minhag HaOlam, and being that the Minhag HaOlam is that the Mishkal is usually heavier than it's supposed to be, even though he's bringing it back to its right amount, still that's also being over the Isser, and that's considered being Matan Mashkalais of a Melach, and that's the Isser that the Brice is being Mechadish, that with Ashling the Mishkal, Shalayat Mashkalais of a Melach. The Gemara continues, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Asa La'adam Sheyisha Midah Chaseira Yisera B'Seich Pesach. It's also for a person to leave in his house a Midah that's Chaseira Yisera. And the Rav Yehuda Amar Rav is Messiah, Va'afilu Hi Ovid Shamei Meraglayim. Afilu is a Ovid Shamei Meraglayim. Also, there's an Issa to be Masha B'Seich Pesach on such a Midah, which is Chaseira Yisera. The Rashbam is Mefarish, what is the Chiddush of Afilu Ovid Shamei Meraglayim? Dr. Rashbam, Hagam that min atoyri the issa to be mashe misaych peisa is dafka b'mokim that a person's being mashe the midah chaseira or yeseira al das to fool people to be miramas by b'nei adam. And therefore, and so I would think that a ovet shamei meraglayim where there is no issa min atoyri being that a person does not plan on using it to be miramas by b'nei adam and there's no issa min atoyri, so therefore I would think he could leave it in his house even though it's a midah chaseira or yeseira being that it's not al das to ramas by b'nei adam. On that, Rav Yudom Rav is mechadish that there's an issa midah rabbanan to leave any midah chaseira or yeseira misaych peisai. Afilo if he's not planning, l'ram is boi b'nei adam, afilo ochi, there's an issa to imashit misaych peisai. Rav Yudom Rav is coming to mechadish, afilo ovet shamei meraglayim, that not only there's an issa midah atayra to imashit midah chaseira or yeseira b'mokin that his das is to be miram is boi b'nei adam, but there's an issa midah rabbanan, afilo if he doesn't have das, l'ram is boi b'nei adam, there's issa midah rabbanan to imashit misaych peisai. And similar to this chiddush of the Rashbam, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Reish Beis is medayik in the Loshon of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Milchus Gneva Alachagim Opaskins that anyone who's mashab bebeisai oy bechanusai or midah chaseira oy mishkol chaser oy bebeloisas teishanem aliyelucha bekischa The Rambam paskins our Gemara that if one is Masha Mida Chaseva Yisayv B'Seich Beis, he's over a Leisa Say. And then the Rambam is Messiah, Vafilu Lasaysa Mida Ovich Amei Meraglayim is Aser. After the Rambam brought that a Masha Mida Chaseva Yisayv B'Seich Beis is over a Leisa Say, the Rambam is Messiah that if he makes it into Ovich Amei Meraglayim, it's also Aser. Ms. Medayik the Minchas Chinuch, it's Mashma that's an Isser that's not included in the Leisa Say, it's an additional Isser if he makes it into an Ovich Amei Meraglayim. The Rambam holds that the Isseti Masha B'Seich Beis is Dafke if one is being Masha, the Midah Chaseiro Yeseiro, Al Das, the Rambam's Boy B'nei Odom. But if he doesn't have in mind the Rambam's Boy B'nei Odom, then there is no Issa Midah Reiso, only it's an Issa Midah Rabbon, and there's a Chash, he may come to use the Rambam's Boy B'nei Odom, so still there's an Issa to be Masha, such a Midah B'Seich Beis. And the Achronim used this Chiddush of the Rashbam and the Rambam to answer a Kasha that is asked on the Psak of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that if one is Masha Midah Chaseiro Yeseiro B'Seich Beisah, he does not receive Malkus because it's a Lav She'ein by Maisa. In fact, the Achreinim was there in the Piskei Rambam. How could the Rambam say that one doesn't get Malkus for being Masha Midah Chaseiro Yeseiro B'Seich Beisah? In Siyadua, the Rambam in Perek Aleph Milchus Chometz Umatzah paskins that if one is Koine or Chometz on Pesach, even though for leaving Chometz B'Seich Beisah, one does not get Malkus because it's a Lav She'ein by Maisa. But if one buys chametz on Pesach, being that he's being over the lav be'ofen and asiyah, he's doing a ma'aser to be over the isser of chametz. In such a case, one would get malchus for the lav of chametz. So the Rambam holds afilu no lav shein by ma'aser. If one is over be'ofen asiyah, he gets malchus. So in Kain, why is it that the Rambam is stressing that one doesn't get malchus for the lav of being masha and midah chaseira yisera b'seich beisai? L'chayre, if one buys a midah chaseira yisera, so now he's being over the isser being masha b'seich beisai and midah chaseira or yisera with an asiyah. In such a case, one should receive malchus. So why is it that the Rambam is stressing that one doesn't get malchus for this lav because it's a lav shein by ma'aser? And his chiddush is also in the Evan Oslin per Zayin Milchus Gneva. That being that the Isser of being Masha Midah Chaseiro Yeseiro B'Seich Beisah is Dafke if one is Mashit al Das L'Ramas Boi B'nei Odom, it's Eina Doima to the Isser of Chametz. By the Isser of Chametz, the Isser is owning the Chametz. And therefore, when one goes and buys Chametz, he's being over the Isser of owning Chametz, Aideh and Asiyah. And therefore, in such a case, it's considered a Lav Sheyesh Bei Maisa, and one does get Malkus for the Isser of buying Chametz, like the Rambam Paskins and Nuchus Chametz U'Matzah. Masha'eke, when it comes to the Isser of being Masha Midah Chaseiro Yeseiro B'Seich Beisah, being that the Isser is not stam owning a Midah Chaseiro Yeseiro, the Isser is being Mashit B'Seich Beisah al Das L'Ramus B'Bnei Odom. So the Ikker of the Isser is not owning it, but the Ikker of the Isser is having it al Manas L'Ramus B'Bnei Odom, leaving it in his house al Das to be Miram people with it. Therefore, in such a case, the buying itself is not, he's not being over the Isser idea, the buying is just a Maisa of creating ownership. The ownership itself is not the Isser. The Isser is that it's having it B'Seich Beisah al Manas L'Ramus B'Bnei Odom. And therefore, in such a case, even though he did an asiyah to create the ownership, he bought the midah chaseira yeseira, and now he has it aideh in asiyah, but still the ikkar of the isser is that he's leaving it b'seich beisah manas l'ramis b'bnei odom, and therefore would not be considered a lav sheish b'maisa. Memele the Rambam is soisim that on the isser of being masha midah chaseira yeseira b'seich beisah, one does not get malchus because it's a lav sheish b'maisa, and it's ain't a doimit to what the Rambam paskins in Perek Aleph Milchus Chametz U'Matzah. And Mr. Zalman is Ma'ir that this is all with the Chiddush of the Rashbam and the Diyuk of the Minchas Chinuch and the Rambam and Perek Zayin Hilchos Gneiva that the Isser to be Masha Midah Chaseiro Yeseiro B'Seich Beisah is Dafka and B'makim that the person is planning L'Ramos Boi B'nei Odom. But B'makim the person is not planning L'Ramos Boi B'nei Odom, it's only Nisim Adarabonin, and therefore the Mayoni Achachman that one also could answer the Steve and the Rambam why the Rambam holds there's no Malkus but when one buys a Midah Chaseiro Yeseiro. But the Rambam's Loshin and Sefer HaMitzvahs and Loisa Sei Reish Ayin Beis and the Rambam says, even if one doesn't use the mekach u'memkar, he's over the lav lo yilucha b'kischa even v'even g'day lo k'tana. And the Rambam is Messiah, v'loshin gemar basra osu la adam sheyisha midah chaseira yisayi b'seich pesah afilu y'ovet shalmei meraglayim. The Rambam brings this member of Rav Yudah Marav that afilu on the ovet shalmei meraglayim, also one is over the iser. And it's mashma from the Rambam brings it in Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Leisa Sevei Shayim Beis, the mashmois of the Lashon the Rambam is that it would be an Issa Minat Torah. And it would come out that the Rambam holds Afilu if one doesn't plan on the Rambam's Boi B'nei Odom, Afilu having a Midah Chaseiro Yeseiro itself is enough to be able to Leisa Sevei Minat Torah. And it's mashma not like what the Minchas Chinuch is Medayik in the Lashon the Rambam Perek Zayim Milchus Gneivo, that one is only able to Issa Minat Torah when he has Das Rambam's Boi B'nei Odom. And the Fidus is back Shver the Kasha. One is also over this Semenat Torah. Why is it when one buys Amida chaseva yeseva, he doesn't get malchus. Why is it considered a lafsh eme maisa, being that he's even mishasasiya and lechayot tzorichian? The feed the deek and the lashon rambam and sefer mitzvahs lechayot one should get malchus if he buys amida chaseva yeseva. The chinuch mitzvah tof veish beis also brings this halacha of the rambam that one does not get malchus for being masha amida chaseva or yeseva b'seich beisa, being that it's a lafsh eme maisa and a lafsh eme maisa in loikon alav. Therefore, one will not get malchus for this laf. The chinuch then brings the second reason why one does not get malchus for being over this of being masha amida chaseva or yeseva b'seich beisa. And the chinuch brings va'oid shafilo for be over v'shakal bem l'tashlumen nitin, and there is no malchus for a lavish nitin l'tashlumen. I know the chinuch is saying, being that the entire issa being masha amida chaseira or yeseira b'seich beisai is only because he will come, they being masha b'seich beisai, amida chaseira yeseira will come to actually be shoykel with this midah, which is makokel, and he'll come, l'ramos b'bnei adam, will come to cheat people with this midah makokel, which is chaseira yeseh. Being that the entire issa is that he shouldn't come to be miramos b'bnei adam, and I feel if he'd be over v'shoykel and he would be miramos b'bnei adam, he would not get malchus because it's a lafsh nitl tashlumen. So one cannot get malchus for the issa being masha b'seich beisai, which is only otu being over v'shoykel. If over v'shoykel itself, there is no malchus, being that it's a lav shnitin l'tashlumen. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Nun Ches explains this, that the Chinuch brought a second reason is coming to answer that even if one is over the lav aydei and asiya, even if one is over b'oifin that there is an asiya afilo achid, there would not be malchus because of the second reason of the Chinuch. Because of this, that it can't be more chomer than if he's over v'shoykel, and if he's over v'shoykel, it's a lav and l'tashlumen, and therefore he will not get malchus for being masha amida chaseva yeseva b'seich beisai. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch, how can the Chinuch give a reason based on the time yamitzvah that he himself said? Have miza boy b'soid Hashem, to say that this is the time from the mitzvah, that the issa being masha amida chaseva yeseva is only otto being shoykel, and then say halacha based on this time, and therefore one shouldn't get malchus because it can't be more chomer than he's over v'shoykel. Even if one is to give time on mitzvahs, we can't base on our loch based on our timing. The melo, without any timing, this is a lav sheish b'mayis if one is over by finasiya, and therefore there should be malchus for one is being mashem midah chaseira yisera b'seich beisai. V'oid fakta min chas chinuch, maybe it's more chomer if one is mashem midah chaseira yisera b'seich beisai, and then is miramis by b'nei adam. It's more chomer than just being miramis b'nei adam. Being that not only he was Miriam b'nei Adam, but he himself made the Mishkal HaMakulkul, maybe Yisura is Chomer Tfei, and therefore in such a case he would get Malkus for this, that he's Masha, such a Midah B'Seich Beisai. Void fact in Chas Chinuch, this that Lavin Shenitin L'Tashlumen doesn't have Malkus is not because of a lack of Chomer. Dr. Chas Chinuch, Lav Shabim Mamun HaChamurim Ad Ma'oid, and even though these Lavin HaChamurim Ad Ma'oid, any time it's Nitin L'Tashlumen, or there is a Tashlumen, there's a Kimle B'Rabbin, a person is part of the Malkus. But to a malchus of a lav nitin l'tashlumen is not a lack of chomer. It's not because it's not chomer, and therefore that we should say that being masha midaisa can't be more chomer than being over v'shoykel. So okay, even though there's no malchus because it's a lav nitin l'tashlumen, if I have another lav of being masha midah chaseira yesei b'seich beisai, which is not nitin l'tashlumen, we can't say that it can't be more chomer than being over v'shoykel. If over v'shoykel, the reason why it doesn't get malchus is not because of a lack of chomer. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch L'Chayim B'Makon, the one is being over Aydei and Asiya, where the Chinuch is saying you don't get Malkus because of the Svara, that it can't be Mocham and Over V'Shoykel, it should be considered Lav Sheish B'Maisa. Why is it that one doesn't get Malkus for when one is Koine or Masha Amida Chaseira Yiseya B'Seich Pesa Aydei and Asiya? When he's over Aydei and Asiya, he should get Malkus and it should be considered Lav Sheish B'Maisa. We discussed until now why is it that one doesn't get Malkus for being over the Issa mentioned in our Gemara, Omer Vyudon Barav, that it's also L'Odim Sheyisha Amida Chaseira Yiseya B'Seich Pesa. And why is it that one doesn't get Malkus if he's over b'ifen asiya? There's another lab by the Issa of Midas HaMakul Kalis that we mentioned earlier. Tosis brought the Gemara Bo Metzion Daf Samach Aleph from Medbeis. The lab de chsibim mishkol islamuli, and it's discussing that one who's matmin mashkolisov, one is over mishas asiya. The chiddush of the parish of mishkolis, the lab that's nemer b'mishkolis, is telling me the chiddush that one is over mishas asiya. And this lab l'chayr is a lab sheish b'maisa. One is over Mishas Asiya for making Midas HaMakul Kolos. Why is it that one doesn't get Malkus for the Asiya for the making of Midas HaMakul Kolos? The Rambam in Perek Zayim Ilchis Gneva brings the Aloch of our Gemara that Mishamasha Bebeisai Bechanusa and Bidechaseira and Mishkochos is over the Loisasa of Layilacha Bekischa. And the Magamishna brings the Mekor of this Rambam is the Gemara in Bom Mitzia, the Gemara in Ezuneshech, Lavar Lov Mishas Asiya. And then the Magamishna then brings our Gemara that Layasa Odom Midechaseira Yisei Beseich Beisai. Fekta Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvareishn and Ches. How is the Magen Mishnah telling through these two Gemaras together? The Rambam's Halacha in Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel is the Halacha being Masha Bebeisei Bechanusa Midah Chaseira Yeseira. And the Magen Mishnah is bringing as a Mekar for this the Issur Shehiyah of a Midah Chaseira Yeseira. The Mekar is the Gemara in Bob Metzia, which says one is Oivim Mishas Asiya. The Gemara Bar Mitzvah is discussing the love of Asiyas Midas Amakol Kolos, of making a Midah Chaseira Yisera. Mashiach and the Rambam is discussing Mimasha Midah Chaseira Yisera. V'oid, the Magamish is putting together our Gemara with the Gemara Bar Mitzvah. Our Gemara is discussing Masha Midah Chaseira Yisera, and the Gemara Bar Mitzvah is discussing Asiyah, and the Magamish is mashing that these two Yisurim go together. V'oid, Yisera, the Minchas Chinuch is Ma'ir, and the Rambam never brings this halacha of the Isra Asiyah Midas Amakol Kolos, that's Asir Lasois. Lavam ishas asiyah, making a midah chaseira yisera. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch l'chayiv, there's two separate yisurim. There's the isav shehiyah midah chaseira yisera, and there's the isav and asiyah midah chaseira yisera. So why is it that the Rambam never brings this isav asiyah midah chaseira yisera? And l'chayiv, it's mevuah from the Magen Mishnah, from these kashas of the Minchas Chinuch, as the Magen Mishnah understood there is no isav asiyah midah chaseira yisera. The Magen Mishnah is learning the Gemara Bava Mitzvah and Daf Samach Aleph from the base that says Lav Lav Mishas Asiyah. It doesn't mean to say there's a Lav in the Torah to be Oisa or Midah Chaseira Yisera. What the Gemara means Lav Lav Mishas Asiyah is that one doesn't have to actually be Miramaway B'nai Adam and be Shoykel Shalik Adin and steal from somebody in order to be over this of Mishkalis. He's over Mishas Asiyah not on the Asiyah of the Midah Chaseira Yisera, only he's over Mishas Asiyah on this that is being Masha B'seich Beisah Midah Chaseira Yisera, that now he has the Midah that's Chaseira Yisera. There's no Isser to make it, it's the Isser that once he's Oisir, now he's being Mashet B'seich Beisah, but the Iker of the Isser is only this that he's being Mashet B'seich Beisah Midah Chaseira Yisera, and it comes in Mkain, it's not Shver. The kash that we asked earlier, why is it that one doesn't get Malkus for being Oisir, Midah Chaseira Yisera, being over the lav of the Gemara Bava Mitzvah? Being that the Rambam can feed the way that Magen Mishnah understood the Rambam, there is no special lav that's being nischadish in the Gemara Bava Mitzvah of being Oisa Midah Chaseira Yisera. That's really our Gemara. The Isra of Asiyah is the one's Oiv Mishas Asiyah, that he's being Masha B'seich Beisah Midah Chaseira Yisera. And that's the Isra mentioned in our Gemara, and that lav is a lav shame by Maisa, like we discussed earlier. And if one does not get Malkus for being Oisa Midah Chaseira Yisera. Just the summers that we discussed on the Isra being Masha B'seich Beisah Midah Chaseira Yisera, we mentioned the Gemara of Yudam Arav. There's the Issa Afilu Ba'ovet Shemei Miraglayim. The Rashbam was mefarish the Chiddush of Afilu Ovet Shemei Miraglayim, that the Issa Min HaTorah is Dafka when one has Das L'Rames Bei B'nei Odom. But by an Ovet Shemei Miraglayim, there's no Issa L'Rames Bei B'nei Odom, and that's only an Issa Midrabanan, that it's a Chshash that one might come to Miram B'nei Odom, and if it's also to leave it B'seich Beis Afilu without Das L'Rames Bei B'nei Odom. We said over the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tov Reish Beis is Medayik in the Lashon HaRambam and Perekzayim Milchus Gneva. The Rambam also holds like the Shita of the Rashbam, the Issa Medayaisa of Vimasha Midah Chaseira Yisrael B'seich Beis is Dafka when it's Dasa L'Ramas B'nei B'nei Adam. The Rambam passes that one doesn't get Malkus for this Issa of being Masha because it's a Lav She'ein by Maisa. In fact, the Achreinim Mekasha, the Rambam passes by Chometz when one buys Chometz on Pesach, if he's Eivim Mishas Asiyah, he's considered a Lav She'eish by Maisa and he would get Malkus. So the Chayu Adin, when one buys a Midah Chaseira Yisera, being that he's being over a day in Asiyah, he should get Malkus for this, that he was over a day in Asiyah. So why is it the Rambam says him that there's no Malkus for this love? And we said over from the Mayani HaChachma and the Evan HaOzel, the Mechalik between our case and the case of Chametz. By the case of Chametz, the Issa is the actual ownership, and therefore when one buys it, he's being over the Issa of owning Chametz, Idea Maisa. My Sheikah, when it comes to Midah Chaseira Yisera, being that the Iker of the Issa is only when it's the Aldas L'Ramas B'Bnei Odom, the Iker of the Issa is not the ownership, therefore even when one buys the Midah Chaseira Yisera, he's not being over the Issa Idea Nasiyah. Only the Isser is having it when he buys it, he's causing now that he has Al Das Lamas Bibn Yodam, and therefore it's still considered a Lav Shame by Maisa. The Ibn Azul is Ma'ir that the Lashon of the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, Lois Asay Reisha and Beis, is not Mashma like the Dik of the Minchas Chinuch, and it's Mashma that Afilu Ovet Shemei Miraglayim is also when it's Oiv Midei Reisa, and in Kain the Isser would be Lav Dapko, and one is Al Das Lamas Bibn Yodam, and then it'll be Hodra Kushal Uduchta, where is it that one doesn't get Malkus when he buys a Midah Chaseira Yisera? We said over the Chinuch and Mitzvah Tov Reish Beis being the second reason why one doesn't get Malkus for being over the Issa being Mashem Midah Chaseira Yisera B'seich Beisai. And the Chinuch and Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Nunches explain the Chinuch is answering why one doesn't get Malkus when one is over for the Issa Idea Maisa. And the reason for that the Chinuch gives is being that Afilu if one is Shoykel and he's over the Shoykel Shalik Adin, there's no Malkus because it's Lav Shanitin L'Tashlumin. Memela the Issa being Mashem Midah Chaseira Yisera B'seich Beisai, which is only utter, he might come to be Shoykel, can't be better than actually being over the Shoykel. And the Minchas Chinuch was matmiya, that how could the Chinuch paskin and say Halacha based on the reason, the time and mitzvahs that he's giving? L'chayre, even if one could give time and mitzvahs, one cannot paskin Halacha based on these time and L'chayre being that the lava being Masha B'seich Pesoy, if he's being over there in a Siyah and it's not Nitin L'tashlum and there should be Malkus, why is it that one is not like it? Very effective Minchas Chinuch, L'chayre, maybe it's more chomer when one is over the Issa being over V'sheikel, when he actually himself was Masha this Midah Chaseira, or he was Issa this Midah Chaseira Yaseira B'seich Pesoy. And in Canaan, when he was over in the Eifin, that's Chomer Yosef, maybe there should be Malkus. This that a lav shenitin l'tashlum and doesn't get malchus is not because of a lack of chaymer. Lavin shem mamon achamun ad lemoid, but cause man that the nitin l'tashlum and there is no malchus. So fact, in this case, why is it that one doesn't get malchus for the lav of being mashem b'seich pesim be the chaser yisera? If he's over by finasiya, why doesn't he get malchus? He said over also the kasha that even if we had to answer like we mentioned earlier, why one doesn't get malchus for being mashem be the chaser yisera b'seich pesim. What about the lav mentioned about Matiya Daf Samachal from the base, the lav of Mishas Asiya, that one is over the lav of Mishkolis Mishas Asiya? And the Chayyu, that's a lav Sheish Vimaisa, why is it that one doesn't get Malkus for being over that lav? And we said over that the Magen Mishnah brings us the Makar of the Ramam of Masha B'Seich Pesem B'Dach Haseir Yeseir, the Gemara of Matiya Daf Samachal from the base. And the Menchas Chinuch asks, why is the Magen Mishnah telling Su the Isra's, the lav of Mishas Asiya, to the Isra being Masha B'Seich Pesem? It's two separate Yisurim, there's an Isra Shehiya and there's an Isra Asiya. Why is the Magen Mishnah telling these two Yisurim together? The Menchas Chinuch is Ma'ir. Why is it that the Ramam never brings the lav of being over Mishas Asiya for being Isra Midach Haseir Yeseir? So we said the Mashmois of the Magen Mishnah is that there is no special Isra of being over Mishas Asiya. The Gemara in Bar Metzia says, lav of Mishas Asiya is not the Isra of being Isra the Midach Haseir Yeseir. The Isra the Gemara is discussing is the one is Isra Midach Haseir Yeseir is being over for the Shehiya of the Midach Haseir Yeseir, but not for the Asiya, and therefore it's not fair why there's no Malkus from being Isra Midach Haseir Yeseir, because that's all, the only Isra, even being Isra Midach Haseir Yeseir, is only this that is being Shoya afterwards, and it's a Lav Sheish Shein by Maisa, like we discussed earlier.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.